They're Terrified and Tipsy is brought to you by Slash and Cast.
How's it going?
It's going. It's Sunday. We're recording. I'm happy. I'm excited. We're going. We're going to...
Yeah. That was a fun start.
Wasn't it? So cute. So cute.
What did we watch this week?
We watched episode 7.
Yeah, we did.
Revelation of Midnight Mass.
Mm-hmm. We are finishing the series. This is the last episode of the series.
Oh my gosh.
How do we feel about that?
Like, I'm
bittersweet a little?
Bittersweet.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Because it's like, I did like the series.
Yeah.
It did have a lot of like points where I was like, can something happen?
Right.
Or like, can we speed this up?
Yeah.
But I think overall it was very interesting. It was not like anything I've ever watched before. Mm-hmm. And I think it was fun for us to do a series.
I think it was different.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely different. I'm actually looking forward to doing regular movies again.
Uh-huh.
But I think doing a series kind of every now and then.
Yeah, like mixing it up here and there.
Yeah,
I like that too.
Yeah.
I get invested in the characters.
Oh, I know. You're very character driven.
I gotta know more. Okay. I gotta find out more. Because it's easy to watch anything scary related that's like a series. Because like you're saying with the episodes, it's like nothing happens until the last 10 minutes.
It's true.
So I don't really get scared until like, the cliffhanger. But I'm gonna find out what happens. It's a tease.
Yeah, it is a tease. And even like after the wrap of this one, I feel like there's enough closure for me. Like, I don't really care what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say like completely content with like how this last episode went.
Right.
But like wrapping up this series, I'm content with how it wrapped up. Like with it being
done. Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine.
We're good.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be extended at all.
Yeah, I kind of wish this last episode was a little more exciting because episode 6, I felt like was jam-packed the entire start to finish episode. There was so much happening. And then this episode, yes, everything got answers that needed answers.
Yeah.
But it ended and I was kind of like, okay.
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 Like I wasn't like, damn.
I know. It was nothing earth-shattering.
Yeah. So whatever.
It's fine.
All right. Before we hop in, let's remind our friends of a couple of things.
Okay.
Obviously, we're like freaking broken records here, guys.
Tipsypod.com.
Tipsypod.com. There's always vacancy. You gotta be there.
Vacancy. It's like a scary hotel.
Hotel. Motel.
Holiday Inn.
It's just like that. So you can find all of our social media on there. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. It's all on our website. And you can find us on there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're trying to get all these subscribers on YouTube. We put funny content out there on YouTube. So don't deprive yourself.
The thing is that, you know, we don't mean to be funny. It just...
We're just awkward.
It just happens. It's natural.
Absolutely. We're really good at being unintentionally funny because we're just...
We're
quirky.
Idiots. Okay.
Well, both are true.
Right. Okay.
Also, we have a Patreon. Check out our Patreon. There are 3 different tiers for it. You pick the one that works best for you, but you get all types of cool shit on the Patreon.
What do you get, Stephanie?
I'm so glad you asked. You get ad-free episodes. You get episodes a day before everybody else. You don't have to wait till Wednesday. You get it on Tuesday.
That's right.
Right? Why wait till Wednesday? Tuesday's the day. You get exclusive content. We have a couple videos up there of interviews that we've done that are not on our normal feed, just on Patreon. So that's worth a check out. And also, you get to submit ideas for movies or series for us to watch.
Sure do.
And then we compile a list of them, and then you get to vote on the episode you want us to watch.
I mean, that's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah.
Check out our Patreon, and then also you can get some Tipsy Pod merch, or you can buy us a glass of wine on buymeacoffee.com, and all that helps support our show, and we appreciate you for that.
And we love you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do it.
So, maybe I'll just do like the lightning recap instead of the regular IMDb, because let's be real. Everybody knows it's an isolated island. There's a weird, mysterious, charismatic young priest. He shows up, mixes shit up. I mean, that's it.
Basically.
That's the IMDb right there.
Yeah.
Except they don't curse in it.
Your recap of each episode should be like cataloged in this Netflix series.
Oh.
Every single episode, we should have to hear your voice.
I don't know if people want that.
I do. I want to hear it now.
I feel like if people like watch the next episode on Netflix, they'd be like, oh, this bitch again. What is she even saying?
She's so loud.
She's talking so fast. She's just shouting at us. I kind of fast forward this part. So I think for the podcast, it's fine, but maybe on Netflix itself, people would be like, I can't watch this show.
Yeah. I don't think they feel that way.
Oh, thanks, girl.
You're welcome.
Okay. Do you want a lightning recap then?
Yeah.
Okay. This is lightning recap of episode 6.
The last one, guys.
This is our last lightning recap.
Oh, so nasally. Like, God.
Too much? That's what people are saying. They're like, she's too
gosh, she's too much.
That was too much, guys.
Can she, like, take it down a couple notches?
Guys, it doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. Ever.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So, Erin goes to Dr. Sarah's house to tell her about Riley, like, literally combusting in the middle of the ocean. And Sarah's like, that's crazy, but also I have a bunch of blood that's also combusting in sunlight. So let's talk about comparing crazy stories with each other. They decide that they have to stop the church from their, like, cray-cray actions. They're trying to, like, mass kill everybody. But they have to blend in and go to mass to kind of trickery everybody. So that's the plan. So they go to mass, which is held at midnight. Obviously, get it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the plan is to poison everybody in the church and do, like, a mass murder so everybody can be, like, rebirthed stronger than ever and live forever these weird zombie glowing-eyed things. So the sheriff is there because he's there to support his son, and he also thinks something's gonna go down, and he is not on board when Bev, the Brady bitch, and Sturge bring out all of these cups of poison to try to kill everybody. So he tries to slap the poison out of his son's hand and leaves, but then there's that crazy trench coat wearing demon angel thing that, like, walks by and goes to the altar. So then the sheriff takes his gun out, but then he gets jumped and loses his gun, and then Allie's like, fuck this, and drinks the poison anyway. So then Mildred takes the sheriff's gun and shoots Father Paul in the head, and the crazy trench coat wearing demon did not like it, flies at her, grabs her, and she gone. She completely gone now. So now everybody drinks their poison, and they all become these weird, like, come back to life zombie things, and now they're hungry. They start attacking each other. So the only people who survive this crazy weird zombie situation is Anne, Erin, Sarah, Warren, Lisa, and the sheriff. They escape and they run into the back room where my best friend, Bev the Brady bitch, is hiding. Guys, she's hiding in the back like a fucking coward. Erin's like, fuck this bitch, shoots her in the stomach, and they run out. And that's where episode 6 ends.
You okay? Do you need a drink? You need a sip of water?
I'm good.
Okay.
That's my constant state. So
I know. You just seem really
that
loud.
Was nothing for me.
Loud in my microphone ears right now. I feel like you're yelling at me. But I still love it.
You're welcome.
Okay, so are you ready to jump in?
Yes, let's put a little bow on this bitch and wrap it up.
Here we go. All right, so we are back at the church,
mm-hmm.
and Sarah's mother, Mildred, just woke up outside from the angel who killed her.
She alive.
She's blessed be. The camera pans inside this empty church with, like, all this blood all over the walls.
Massacre.
Yes. Father Paul is sitting there at the, like, the altar area, mm-hmm. looking at all of this destruction.
Did you realize that scene where you see from Father Paul's view of the church with the blood everywhere, that was parts of Riley's dreams? Remember when he was having those, like, rapid fire, like, scene changes in his dreams? He had a couple of dreams where, like, the church was covered in blood. And it was that same scene.
Why? How did he know?
Like a premonition?
I
think so, of, like, knowing that, like, this whole crazy, I don't know, bullshit was going to happen in their town.
Oh, yeah. He was the chosen one, right?
Okay.
Not really.
He was wrong place, wrong time.
He was trying to call somebody
he
out.
He was trying to be a good person. Yeah.
I know. All right. So Mildred goes in, mm-hmm. sits next to Father Paul, and he asks if this angel had hurt her. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, oh. You know, she's kind of sad.
Yeah, I got attacked. Of course it hurt me.
He bit my fucking neck.
And I'm basically back to life with my eyes glowing. Yeah, I'm not okay.
There's
things
a lot going on right now.
Never be the same.
I need therapy. So we hear, like, banging on doors, like, in town.
Yeah.
So everybody is being attacked that wasn't in the church that night. So whoever mm-hmm. didn't, like, eat this poison and, like, wake back up.
Yeah.
And that had been drinking all of this blood of Christ.
Right.
Now they're being attacked by everybody yeah. that woke.
All these zombies are hungry for some human blood.
Yeah, they are.
So they are literally attacking anybody else in their town who didn't go to mass, and, like, they're trying to suck their blood.
It's like the purge.
Yes.
Like, literally, it's like a massacre going on in town now.
It's fucked up. And massacre is a great word. But yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. basically. So the sheriff, Sarah, uh-huh. Lisa, Erin, and Annie are all hiding in Erin's house.
Yep.
So they have kind of taken shelter there. And then Erin said that Sarah said that this is like a contagion, and they're all going to, like, all of these people are things now. Mm-hmm. They're going to be going to the mainland, causing all this destruction.
Yeah, because the concern that Erin had was Well, her plan is like, let's try to wait it out because these people are going to try to leave the island because if not, they would have destroyed the boats.
Correct.
So she's like, they had to have kept the boats intact for some reason. So that means they're leaving. So if we can just wait it out until they leave, then we can figure out a way to like help people, I guess, on the mainland.
Yeah.
Instead of like spreading this weird zombie plague all over the place.
Yeah. Because basically, Aaron said that this isn't about them anymore. It's about the entire world. And people are going to be dying for somebody that haven't even met.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they are like creating this plan. And all of a sudden, a cocktail is being thrown. into one of the windows and outside Bev is instructing Sturge to go ahead and throw another one. Ugh. Just they're in there. We're gonna force them out.
Yeah.
So
Bev's like, I know you're in there, Aaron. She's only looking for Aaron and she wants her to come out and play.
She's such a bitch.
I hate her so much. She's in this episode, I hate her so much.
You hated her in every single episode.
I know, but in this episode, she's especially bad.
I know. She's
She gets really bad.
Well, she gets what's coming to her.
Yeah, karma does happen.
So Bev calls to Aaron and says that they need to finish their discussion.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So as they get the kids out of the back of the house through this window, because they're trying to get as many people out of there as possible.
Yeah, because they're trying to light the whole village on fire.
Yeah. So Aaron's about to go out the front door and Annie stops her and says that she needs to have a word with Bev and sends Aaron out the back of the house with the rest of them.
Yeah, because the plan is that since Warren and Lisa are with these adults, they want to save Warren and Lisa. And basically, the adults in this group are going to try to save as many people as they can. And they're starting off with the kids.
Correct.
This group. So she wants Aaron to keep an eye on Warren and make sure he gets off of this island.
Yes.
So she's like, I'll take care of this Brady bitch. You get the kids off the island.
Probably not going to make it, but
no,
that's fine.
Poor Annie.
So Annie tells Bev when she walks out, and she's like,
Bev, I want you to listen to me. Because your whole life, I think you've needed to hear this. You aren't a good person.
God doesn't love her any more than he loves anybody else.
Yep.
And then Bev is like, oh my God, she's trying to stall me. Like, because Annie just keeps talking and talking.
She goes first, she's like, well, that was uncalled for. Is it? You're a bitch.
Do you know who you are?
Like, and then Bev's starting to get pissed off at her for like stalling them.
Yeah.
And then she starts ragging on Riley. And I'm like, super inappropriate, super low blow. And Annie is so composed. And she's like, I figured out why you hated Riley so much. She goes, because you cannot fathom the idea that God loves everybody equally, which means that he loves Riley just as much as he loves you.
Yeah.
And that's what is setting her off. And then that's when she's like, fuck this bitch. Sturge, go check out what's happening because this is a distraction. And then Annie.
Oh my God. Out of nowhere.
Goddamn distraction. She grabbed, like, before they left the house.
She had, like, a knife.
Aaron was, like, handing out steak knives to people. She's like, here's your weapon. Here's your weapon.
You get a knife.
Who wants a steak knife?
You get a knife.
Everybody gets a steak knife. So then Annie takes this steak knife and stabs herself in the throat.
And like from like side to side, she like cuts her throat.
Gashes it. Ugh. And the two of them, Bev and Sturge, are like, the fuck? Like totally caught off guard by it. And then she like hits the ground. So they go over to like check on her, which I'm like, guys, I'm pretty sure she's dead. But they go to check on her and they see all this blood pouring out of her neck.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, they are also zombie people, so they start getting fixated on this blood.
Uh-huh.
And she caused the ultimate distraction, because now they're like, well, we gotta eat that blood, right? Like, we gotta dive in.
Like, I have to.
So they do.
It's like free blood. And that's a real distraction.
It's a straight-up buffet. So they're like, okay. So now they're like going to town on her neck, and everybody else is able to get out of the house.
Yes.
I'm like, what a mom. What a woman.
I know.
Because as a character, she's always just been so like reserved and mild and never causing anything.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, this bitch is like, fuck these people.
I know. You know what? I'm going to die. And I know that.
And in a savage way. She just, I mean.
I don't know if I could have cut my throat.
Ugh.
I just don't know if I could have done that.
Because it's one thing to like stab yourself, but then like pull it.
Like move your.
Like okay. Nope. But she did it. She was committed to the cause.
She did it. She did it.
Ugh.
All right, so now we're back at the church.
Yes.
Father Paul is telling a story to Mildred for the reason that he brought this thing back.
Oh, do you mean he's telling another freaking monologue?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
He gets on his little soapbox.
Yes.
He didn't want Mildred to die. So he brought this thing over to, like, destruct this entire island to save Mildred.
Yeah. His entire plan basically poisoning, before the actual poison, but feeding everybody on this island a demon angel blood was for the sole purpose to help Mildred? Like, not why die. Would he have just given her the blood? Like, why did he give it to everybody?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. It's such a convoluted bullshit excuse.
I think it's one of those things where it just kept, like, snowballing and snowballing and snowballing. Yeah. And then, you know, Bev found out. And then the mayor and his wife found out. And Sturge found, like, I think
everybody.
I think it just kind of, like, got a little bit bigger.
Too out of hand.
It got it out of hand.
He's like, I poisoned everybody to save your life. And I'm like, what?
No pressure.
Not a thing. Not a thing.
And then Father Paul goes on to say that Sarah is his daughter.
Father Paul is her literal father.
What?
It's insane.
What?
Which all of a sudden, which makes sense.
It makes sense.
Because remember when she was on that date at the crockpot luck thing and she's like, oh yeah, he stares at me and so did Monsignor. They always stared at me. Doesn't make it okay. It's still fucking creepy. But if it's his daughter, he could just be like admiration looking at her. And she didn't know.
Right.
She thought her dad was her dad, not this guy. Still creepy regardless.
It's real creepy.
But it makes sense that he has this weird obsession with her. Which kind of.
Okay, when you say obsession, that just...
But he did. He stared at her a lot.
I know. He did.
He had no chill at all.
And we were thinking that it was because she was gay, but it wasn't.
I thought he was judging her like super hard for no reason.
He loved her.
Yes. He was like watching her grow up.
Why didn't they tell her? I mean, I know that there was like some infidelity and stuff going on.
Sure. But her father, who she thought her father was, like the man who raised her, died years ago.
Right.
So couldn't they have like come clean at some point?
I mean,
she's a grown woman.
Maybe because he was like this priest that it was just taboo.
Yeah. They didn't want the whole town to know.
I think everybody knew. Anyways, regardless.
Before Not So Drunk Joe died, he was saying that there was rumors around him about Monsignor anyway, kind of like hooking up with people on the island. So people assumed anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, whatever.
Whatever. Okay. So he said that if Mildred would have asked, he would have like taken his collar off, followed her anywhere in the world. And she's like, no, I would have never asked you to do that.
Right. Like, I had a husband. He was like in war and he came back. And she's like, I could never leave him. Like, what I did already was enough. Like, I could never actually leave him.
Oh, my God.
But then I'm thinking like, but he's not around and you're both like in your 40s now. So are you saying there's a chance?
Oh, dear God.
No, there's not.
No. Well, he's just like, you know, the real miracle of this entire thing was, you know, the second chance of love for them. And I'm like, God.
It's so selfish.
It's so selfish.
So selfish.
We're getting a lot of self-absorbedness around here.
Aren't you, as a priest, supposed to be the opposite of that?
Right.
No.
Putting others first. Okay. Yeah. And whatever. Okay. So the group, which is walking around town, and when we see this flying angel demon thing swoop into somebody's house, like in the distance.
Yeah. Crashes through their roof.
Crashes through the roof. The lady runs out the front door calling for help.
Oh, my God.
Shut the fuck up.
No chill.
No.
She's screaming. Oh, my God. Help me. Screaming.
Now, to be fair, she doesn't know that all of these people are going to want her blood.
To be fair, in your point exactly, mass has been held at midnight the past couple nights. And if she wasn't there, she probably don't go.
Right.
So she's probably fast asleep in her bed and some weird monster is crashing through her roof.
True.
Okay. But also, if something is in your house, maybe just like not scream so much. Maybe just like try to run to safety. But then also when she runs outside, she sees other townspeople eating other townspeople. And I'm like, girl.
It's true.
Quiet down a little.
I'm trying to see the glass half full, Stephanie.
I totally see your side. Because why would she know that the townspeople are eating other townspeople?
Right.
100%.
I mean, they were thirsty and hungry.
I know. It was a lot.
They were getting real munchy.
Real bitey.
Real bitey. The sheriff shoots Warren's friend, Ochre.
Ochre, yeah, because he appears out of nowhere and he's like, you smell so good.
Oh my God.
And the sheriff's like, you're a creep. Bye.
Boop.
But the problem with that, okay, so the sheriff, when he left Aaron's house, he made it very clear that he only had 3 bullets. So one bullet is already gone. And if we know anything from zombie movies, you don't use a gun. You don't ever use a gun.
It's true. It causes attention.
It causes so much attention.
Correct.
So now all these hungry zombies are like, huh? And they like turn and look at them. And they see these like 5 people or 6 people there who are like, oh, we're not zombies, but we're causing a whole distraction.
Right. Here, come with me. Eat my neck.
Ugh. Hey, notice me. And then the girl who was screaming out of her house sees them and she's like, running over to them now because she knows that they're not zombies. It's too much. And the sheriff's trying to like, shh, like whisper to her, like, calm down. And I'm like, okay, you just shot a gun.
Right. Well, as this woman is like running towards the group, the angel demon thing like swoops in, takes this woman away.
Yeah. The sheriff tries to shoot the angel demon thing, wastes another bullet.
Right.
Didn't do shit. The demon just flies away with her.
Obviously, they're causing attention. Everybody's coming over to them.
Yeah. The mayor sees them and he's like, Lisa, with his creepy zombie voice. Lisa. And then third bullet, gone on the sheriff.
Gone.
Well, good thing you brought your gun.
Well, listen. I don't even know, I mean, at this point, because he just doesn't know what's going to happen. Sure. So, I mean, he's using his gun. It's not going to affect them. They're already dead. Right. Whatever. It's not.
But they've been reborn. They're dead.
He doesn't know how it works, though, yet.
Yeah. I just think they should have run.
Well, true. All right. So now we're back with Bev and Sturge.
Yeah. Oh, and when they do run at this point.
Oh, yeah.
The kids, Warren and Lisa, separate from the rest of the adults.
Correct,
because
yes.
They're like, just go toward the shore and get on a boat.
Save yourself.
Just go. Don't worry about us. So then it's Sarah, Aaron, and Sheriff.
Correct.
Run in one direction and Lisa and Warren in the other direction.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going our separate ways.
Yes.
Now we're back with Bev and Sturge, mm-hmm. and they're finishing their Annie dinner. Uh-huh. And Sturge says that they should just go ahead and put out the fire because, yeah. you know, what's
things
the
are
point?
Getting out of hand.
Get a little bit.
Sturge is the only voice of reason in that congregation.
He is actually starting to get a voice of reason.
Yes.
Okay. So he's like, with all the wind, it's going to burn down the entire island. And mm-hmm. Bev pauses. She's like, I don't know. I don't know if we should.
Yeah, she goes another fucking monologue. I can't.
Oh my God,
her.
She talks about it's not going to burn down the whole island. She's only really concerned about the church.
Sure.
She brings up revelations and that like a third of the entire earth burned and blah blah blah. Blah.
Yep.
Anyways, so they don't put out any of the fires.
No, after this whole monologue, she ends up saying,
"Let it burn. Let all of it burn."
And Sturge is like, "Okay." I guess I'll create more Molotov cocktails.
I just don't know. I mean, why is he following her lead?
I don't
know. It's not like she is like...
He's always been kind of a follower, I guess, in the congregation. Like, he does anything they tell him to do.
It's true.
He's just like, fine. It doesn't get better for him. But he's like, okay, fine, whatever.
I don't know.
So all right. They're burning the entire island down.
So Warren and Lisa hide in Joe's house or mm-hmm. Joe's trailer. She grabs the rifle that's on the wall. Mm-hmm. And Warren's like, what's the point? And she's like, we have minutes.
Yeah.
So she's like, it's going to save us.
Sure.
Just bear with me. Come on. So they head out with a gas can, hoping to find a boat because
something.
They need something. Mm-hmm. So Annie reunites with Ed. So
in their zombie form.
They are so cute.
This was actually really kind of sweet.
It was very sweet. Mm-hmm. They like talk about how hungry they are. And, you know.
Because Ed asks her, like, have you eaten any of our neighbors? And Ed's like. No, have we become animals? Like, is this what we've all become?
Right.
And then they're both saying, like, they're both starving and they're in pain. They're so hungry, but they're like, it's just, that's not who we are.
Right.
This is like, whatever is going on, it doesn't change who we are. And they like embrace each other. Mm. And there's like mass chaos happening, screaming around them, but they're just like in their zombie forms hugging.
I know.
And they're like, they're so wholesome and sweet.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
They're not gonna, you know, change who they are.
No, it's so nice. Mm. Which just shows when people's personality anything, because it's like, how can more people who are going to this mass and have been getting the same kind of lectures and whatever, like, they're the only two who are like, no, I'm not gonna eat my neighbor.
No.
What?
Well, had Bev not let everybody out, like Father Paul had said,
right.
like they would have like understood what the mm-hmm. hunger was, not to attack other people,
right.
that they were going to be getting
what
they
need. Because that was the plan.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, the plan also was not for Mildred to shoot Father Paul in the head, but, and it obviously doesn't kill him, but just puts him out of commission for a little bit. But his plan, what you're saying is that all the doors are closed because once everybody becomes zombies, he's going to teach everybody the like way to control your urges and your hunger and all that stuff.
Correct.
But since he was a little bit out of commission, Bev was like, power? Yes,
I know.
Please.
I'll make decisions.
Chaos? Okay. Set him free.
I love chaos. All right. At the dock, mm-hmm. the sheriff, Sarah, and Aaron get cans of gasoline
yep.
and burn as many boats as they can.
Sure do.
I think all of them.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, to prevent them. Anybody from leaving the island.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see Warren and Lisa, they're hiding out in the vacant house or the abandoned one. Yeah,
uh-huh.
the abandoned house. And they smell something really, really bad. It's like, it's dark in there, obviously. There's
yeah.
no lights or whatever. So she flips a lighter on and sees some dead rats. Mm-hmm. Then she kind of walks a little bit further and she sees some dead people.
Yep.
Then we see a winged angel.
Yep.
The angel demon.
Yep.
And the angel is eating someone's neck, obviously, because he likes the left side of people's necks.
Sure does. Maybe, was it that lady that he stole? I just thought of it. That lady he like who was screaming out of her house?
Oh, it probably
Maybe it was.
Her. It probably was her.
Because she's still awake and she's like crying and he's like, nom, 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 nom.
Just like that?
Nom, 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 nom.
Well, Lisa, she freaks out. She shoots the angel.
Yeah.
And the angel just kind of like waves her off. Like
he's like in a trance.
Oh, yeah. Like there is nothing affecting him right now. He's like, bitch, please. Like,
I'm
know,
hungry.
Yeah. When I'm eating, don't bother me. So he doesn't have time for her.
Uh-huh.
She douses this angel with gas mm-hmm. and then lights a fire once they kind of walk out of the house.
Yeah.
And then the angel just flies away.
Yeah. he's like, and just flies.
That really does hurt.
But then, of course, like, the house kind of blows up, so it, like, knocks them on their butt when they're out of the house.
Yeah.
And then they get seen by, like, Sturge and his Molotov cocktail crew. And then he says to Lisa, like, your father's been worried sick about you. So Lisa and Warren jump up and run out. And freaking Warren left the gun there that they took from definitely Dead Joe's trailer.
Definitely Dead Joe.
Yeah. He's been dead for a couple episodes. Yeah. And I'm like, you had one job. Why'd you even grab the rifle? It doesn't matter.
Listen.
They just left it there.
He just wasn't of sound mind. Nope. He got stressed out. There was a zombie in front of him. He just ran.
Yeah. And then, of course, Sturge is like, oh, cool, a rifle. Mine.
I'll shoot somebody.
Oh, God. Oh,
all right. So now we see Bev. She's setting up the rec center very quickly, by the way.
She had a lot of cots, a lot of candles.
Oh, they were
very organized.
Yes.
There were so many cots.
So she was setting up for everybody to take shelter when sunlight happened.
Yep.
And, like, it is very nicely placed. Mm-hmm. Everything is, like, in its, you know, lots of beds, blankets.
So many candles.
It's a lot.
Yes.
I don't know how long she's been working on this, right? There's only so many hours in a night.
Like that long because, like, so much is going on.
I don't know.
I don't know how much time has gone by. I have no idea.
I feel like the timing on this wasn't right.
Yeah. It had to have been a couple hours because the sun comes up pretty quickly after this part.
Was it like one of those like throw up tents where it just kind of like popped up a thing with
you
blankets
just
on it?
Plug it in, all of a sudden it's like it's just inflating, maybe?
I don't understand. Okay. I don't know. So she goes to the church to ring the bell, I guess, to call everybody to the rec center.
Yep.
When she goes into the rectory, she finds Father Paul and Mildred sitting together.
Ugh. She goes, oh, you're awake. Praise be. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she didn't mean it at all.
No, she doesn't care.
And she's just like, oh, cool. You're here. Fine. Oh, you survived that bullet in the head? Cool. Nice to see you. I'm like, bitch, shut up.
Oh, my God. So he asked her if she let, like, everybody out because everybody was supposed to stay there.
He's like, we had a plan.
Mm-hmm. We had a plan. Right. She goes, of course I did. She shows him, like, all the exciting things that were happening.
Like, come see. Like, she's so proud of it.
Oh, my God. Like, the entire town is burning.
Yes. When he goes outside with her, like, there is fire and smoke through the trees everywhere. And he is mortified. And she is so proud of the chaos she created.
Yeah. And there's, like, zombie people walking up.
You can see their glowing eyes down the street. Ugh.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So Bev says that there's enough room for the chosen people in the rec center.
Mm-hmm.
And Father Paul asks, what's going to happen to the rest of them? Like, okay, so there's a lot of these townspeople.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who are the chosen ones?
Yeah.
And how are we going to determine this?
Right.
And she's like, well, this is between the people and God. Like, it's not us. It's on them.
But then she said that they have to be the ones to speak for God. So her and Father Paul will, like, handpick who the chosen people are, like who the lucky ones who get to live are.
Right. And Father Paul's like, no, that's not how this works. This whole thing has like gotten wrong.
Right.
It's completely out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
It has to stop. So Bev, she's not happy.
That's not what she wanted to hear.
She says that Jesus warned against scribes and priests and about calling anybody on earth father.
Mm-hmm.
You have one father and he is in heaven. So she's like,
she can just take anything and flip it.
She really can. And like, she has been on Father Paul's side this entire time. All of a sudden, he says the word no, and she flips the fuck out.
Because she's so power hungry.
Oh,
and she's created this whole bullshit on the island, and she's like, had this whole plan now, like, this is how it's going to go. We're going to pick people. It's going to be great. And all of a sudden, he's like, no. And she's like, well, fuck yourself. She calls him a viper. And she's, I guess, like, I'm the one who's going to pick them now. And then she turns to him and Mildred, and she's like, well, I hope you two enjoy the sunrise.
I truly hope you too enjoy the sunrise.
What a bitch.
As in, like, you're not welcome. You're going to die when the sun comes up.
Exactly. You are not one of the chosen ones. Okay.
I hate her so much.
So she whips around and Bev, she turns to the townspeople and then she asks Sturge to take a head count of how many people there are so they can get the boats ready for tomorrow.
And Sturge is like,
He's like, Bev, hey.
Should I tell you, I got a secret for you. There's a little hiccup in your plan. He's like, so they burn the boats.
So
you know your whole plan to, like, get these people off the islands?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen because the boats, they burned all of them. And then she's like, who? You know what? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because Wade, the mayor, he'll just call for the ferries the next time we need them. So it's fine. Well, it's okay. And Sturge is like, yeah, but things aren't working out.
Yeah. I don't think this is the way it was supposed to go.
So far, her plan's not working.
It's not.
Little hiccups.
Not.
I like it.
Now we see Warren and Lisa, and they're making it to the Upwards, where there's this canoe that they were taking out to smoke weed at the beginning of this series. Lisa says a prayer for her parents before they get onto this boat. You know, wishes them well. She loves them, whatever. And then Warren realizes that his whole family is gone now, too. It was really sad.
Really sad.
She was there for him, though. So
they had each other.
They pull the boat and they put it in the water and they kind of like sail off. Okay. So back at St. Patrick's Church, Bev is making the decisions on who's going to be saved and who isn't.
Oh, my God.
On a basis of basically nothing.
Just and who that, she likes.
Right. Who she thought deserved to go. Or say, or whatever. Father Paul sits by and he watches this entire thing in disgust. He has had enough. He gets up and he welcomes anyone into St. Patrick's Church that wants to come.
Because what really triggered him was there was this guy who we've never met before in the show, but he is hysterically crying, beside himself crying. And he has no idea what happened to him. And Bev is like surprised that he is even one of them zombies now because he never went to church ever.
Right.
So she realizes that Sturge had to have saved him. When he drank his blood, had to have given him the blood back to kind of give him that rebirth.
And Bev gets
so she gets pissy at Sturge. And he is upset and he's like, I don't know what's happening to me. I killed my wife and my sons. I don't know what's going on with me. And she goes, because she's fucking awful. She's like, yeah, you could have saved them had you come to Mass.
Okay.
And she then tells him that there is no room for him in the rec center. And she tells Sturge to lead him away. And Sturge feels bad. He's like, well, I saved him. Like, he's always been so nice to me. Yeah. Like, he's a nice guy. Like, I saved him. And she's like, no room for him. And that's when, like, Sturge is, like, leading him away. And he's like, it's okay, buddy. Like, it's fine. Like, I'll walk you away. And that's when Father Paul fucking flips.
He's like, this is not right.
This guy, you're welcome into the church where I am.
Right.
And he, like, walks into the church to, like, power shut away from the whole situation that's happening. And when he walks into the church, he sees Sarah pouring gas all over inside St. Patrick's church.
They make eye contact.
Heavy, awkward eye contact. And they just kind of stare at each other and they have this moment. And then Father Paul tells him, like, you know, he wished they got to know each other better and he was proud of her. And, you know, she says, like, me too, in response to, like, getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And then out of fucking nowhere, she gets shot in the chest.
Oh my God. We were having this good thing. And I was like, what, who did that?
Right. And then Father Paul's like, the fuck? And he turns around and it's Sturge. It's
fucking Sturge.
With that rifle he got from Warren and Lisa.
Did he not learn anything from 5 seconds ago when Bev told him to, like, lead this guy away?
Yeah, why do you have compassion for that guy but not for Sarah? Oh, that's rude. God. So he shoots her and Father, like, freaks out and he attacks Sturge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they fly out of the church. They're, like, wrestling on the floor. Mildred has, like, no idea why he's fighting him. And then they both, Mildred and Father Paul, run into the church and Mildred sees her daughter. And they are getting upset and the three of them are together all huddled.
I know. And Father Paul tries to save her.
Yeah.
And he tries. He tries to, like, he cut his wrist so that she could drink his blood. Mm-hmm. And she just spit it out right before she died. Mm-hmm. And so they're all
good for her.
I know. Mm-hmm. You know what? She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah. And at this point, I was like, I'm not crying. You're crying. It was such a heartfelt moment. It was sweet. It was like the only time as a family they were ever together as a family. And then Sarah's dying. Yeah.
Yeah.
All three of them knew what was happening. And then Sarah's like, I can't be part of this.
No. She's like, I'm out. Peace out.
Yeah, and not because she's going to be part of their family, because she's going to be a zombie.
Right. She knows what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
All right. So as she's dying, Mildred talks about, you know, when Sarah was a little girl and her favorite place on the island was this, like, little bridge by the marsh. And then without, like, it saying anything, Father Paul picks her up. Yeah. The three of them walk out, like, towards this bridge.
Uh-huh.
So sweet.
And as they're leaving, Mildred knocks over one of the candelabras and they start fire to the whole church. Flame. Good for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as they're leaving the church, everybody's kind of staring at them leaving and seeing the church go, like, up in flames.
Yeah.
And then Bev turns around and she sees the sheriff pouring gasoline on the rec center.
Oh my God.
This bitch. She goes over to him, power strutting, pushing her way through these people. And she's like, how dare you? And then she says that he is burning down their home. And I'm like, you literally just did that to everybody's house on this entire island.
Literally burned everybody's house.
Like, okay, hypocrite. Like, he's burning down your now safe spot. And you killed everybody.
She's completely hypocrite.
And she says some awful things to him. And then she shoots him.
Oh my God. I'm Bev.
Right in the stomach.
Yes.
He's, like, talking. And then out the front doors of the rec center comes Erin.
Oh my God.
She's dousing the inside of it while he's dousing the outside. with even more gas. I'm like, what in the fuck is happening?
Well, as she's walking out, no words are really said. And then this angel demon thing swoops her up, carries her away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't take her very far.
No. He, like grabs on the other her and side.
Like, yeah, like right on the other side of these people. She's like right there next to them, like, hey, I'm dinner, whatever.
What? Well, because I guess he was real hungry.
Yeah. He couldn't fly a long way. He's really been eating a lot of people in this town.
I know.
He's going to fill up fast.
So Ali walks up. Uh-huh. Obviously, he's a zombie now.
Yeah.
And grabs the lighter that is conveniently laying on the ground now.
Uh-huh.
Bev asks him very nicely for it. She's like, just give me the lighter.
She says, hey, boy. And I didn't like that.
Well,
I just don't like the term boy when people say like boy.
Well, also, she was probably being very condescending as well. God, because
I hate her.
She's not going to use people's names because.
No. And also, she's incredibly racist, too. So she doesn't give a shit about Ali.
Of course not. Mm. Oh, my God. So he doesn't give it to her. He lights it. Sets the right rec center on fire. I know. It's great.
Good for him. He made eye contact with his dad and he knew the right thing was to like save his dad.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. all of this miracle shit that was supposed to be happening.
Bullshit.
Wasn't a miracle. Mm-mm. Not at all. The sheriff speaks up and mm-hmm. says that there is a verse in the Bible that says, he makes the sun rise on the evil and the good.
Mm-hmm.
And Bev shoots him.
Again. She's like, shut the fuck up. Stop using my words against me.
She's like, I am the queen here.
She goes, I'm the only one who uses Bible verses against people. You can't do my job. This is me.
I speak in Bible verses. All right. So the angel is getting it on with Aaron. Not sexually.
Okay.
Not.
Let me clarify.
Let me clarify. Not sexually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's getting on in her neck.
Just her neck. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's chowing down on her neck. On her neck, guys. He's vampiring her neck.
That's true.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to confuse anybody. Get really anybody escalated. Excited.
They're like, what? There's a sex scene? No, guys.
What?
I'm going to watch the series now. No, guys, don't worry. It's just, there's not even any boobs in this series. There's nothing like that at all. No, it's very like, no.
Oh,
it's
man.
Very religious, guys. He's biting her neck like a vampire.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to confuse everybody. He's I'm like, so sorry.
Getting it on. That's so into it, too.
Oh, my God. Okay. So Erin pulls out her steak knife mm-hmm. that she had packed.
Yeah.
And then she starts slicing holes in, like, the wings of this angel.
Good for her.
I know. Like, between all the bones and stuff. It's like she was, like, really, she's really doing it.
Ugh.
It the sound and the way you see it, it was
I think it's, like, a lot of slurping noises.
Yeah.
It's just gross. I hate mouth noises anyway.
Right.
He's, like, basically got, like, a straw up in there. And she's just, like, stab, stab. And then at one point, the angel demon thing, like, looks up to be like, what's happening? And then she just grabs his head like, no. And he's like, okay. You're right. I should go back to eating.
I know.
what was I thinking?
You want me to eat your neck?
Okay, fine. Great. But she's puncturing Swiss cheese holes all up in his wings.
All over it.
Mm-hmm.
Bev says now that there has to be somewhere to go because now she's panicking. Now the church is in flames. Now the rec center is in flames. And the mayor says, no. There isn't.
You had us burn literally everything, you big idiot.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything is gone.
Yeah.
So as the sun starts to rise, the angel gets up,
mm-hmm.
sees that his wings have been like sliced to pieces.
Yeah.
And he like starts to fly. Like he can't.
He tries.
He tries. He's looking really wobbly.
Uh-huh.
Like he can't get it going.
Yeah.
So as he's like taking off like to the west.
Yes.
Trying to get away from the sun.
Yes. Because from the canoe, Warren and Lisa see him and he's like all stumbling, all flying in the air all awkwardly. And Lisa couldn't figure out what he's doing. And Warren said that he's trying to fly west to get away from the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, you think he's going to make it?
No.
And Warren's like, we're 30 miles from like the mainland. I don't know if he's gonna.
He's going to get real tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Erin is laying now on the mm-hmm. ground. She turns her head to the side and she hears Riley ask, what happens when we die?
Yeah.
So we're now back in Aaron's house when we were having this conversation between Riley and Aaron.
Yeah, it's just another monologue.
Another monologue.
At one point, I was like, what the fuck is Aaron talking about? Well, it's just there's so much.
She's changing her tune now.
Yes. Because remember when she was talking about death a couple episodes ago, she had this whole like God spiritual kind of moment.
Correct.
But now her view is turning, maybe because she's dying now. It's kind of more of like what Riley was saying about mm-hmm. a bunch of atoms and we kind of become part with, I guess, stars or whatever the bullshit
cosmos,
was.
Cosmos. Infinite dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You get like a flash of like your last hurrah or I don't know.
Your brain has this like crazy dream.
Psychedelic.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
I don't know. There's no time, no death. Mm-hmm. I'm everything. I'm all. I am whatever.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Then she dies.
Yeah.
So as the sun rises, Annie starts singing to Ed.
Oh.
And then he joins in, and so do the other zombie people around them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sheriff and Ollie pray together over at the bank.
At the beach,
getting their last prayers in mm-hmm. before the sun comes up.
Because they're both going to die. Like, Ollie drank the poison, right. He's going to die when the sun comes up. The sheriff's been shot twice.
Right.
So he's definitely, one's in the stomach, definitely not doing well.
Yeah, right.
So they're praying together, and eventually as they're praying, the sheriff just kind of falls
over. He does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then we see Beth.
Oh, God.
She watches them as they're praying. And then I'm pretty sure she thinks about all the regrets that she has had in her life, or at least in the last like 48 hours. She begins to panic.
Yeah, she has a moment of panic for sure.
And she starts digging a hole. I guess maybe to try to climb into, I don't know.
This bitch is trying to bury herself in the beach, in the sand, to get away from the sun that's rising. And I'm like, okay.
Out of all the people.
You are going to dig yourself a hole, bury completely under the sand to be able to still breathe but not get any sunlight on you for what, the entire day? And then when night comes, just burrow back out? Bitch, please. That's not a thing.
I think she panicked.
She just starts digging and digging aggressively, and it really found it very satisfying. I was like, you keep digging, bitch. You just, everything you do, you just keep digging yourself deeper. Just keep going. I'm
pretty sure the director knew what they were doing when this happened.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
So the sun rises, everybody bursts into flames that we had anticipated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then we see Warren and Lisa. They're watching the sun rise as like these ashes are like falling on them.
Oh, so grossed out by it. I'm so grossed out by the ashes.
But I mean, most of the town is of wood. And so it'd be like wood ashes.
It could also be people.
People ashes?
Yeah. It's got to be. All of them have combusted, right?
That's true.
And then like Warren puts his hand out and then he's like these little like dandruff looking flakes on his hand. And I'm thinking like, those are people.
Well, he's probably like, that's my mom and that's my dad.
Do you have your parents, Lisa? Oh, this is Beth. Oh, get off my hand. Like, it's just like in their hair and it's like, bleh. I just think it's gross. I just like, what if it gets in their mouth? Bleh. What happens if they eat it? You don't know what it is.
Can we just pretend that it's wood? It's not people. It's wood.
I don't know if I like that either.
Okay.
It's also gross.
I'm going to need you to get it together over there. Anyways, okay, let's get back to the story.
Okay.
So as they are holding hands, Lisa says, I can't feel my legs.
I can't feel my legs.
And that's it.
And then that's it.
So I think that means that the angel didn't make it.
I think it is too. Because, I mean, that's the only reason why it could be.
Right. Because if the angel's alive, that's the blood that's feeding these people. So it doesn't really matter, like, if Riley dies or the father, it doesn't matter if any of these other people in town die because they're all consuming the blood from this angel.
Right.
So
when
Lisa,
the angel dies,
right.
There's no
so
blood.
So she would still be able to walk because she was drinking the blood of the angel. But if the angel's dead, then, like, there's no power there.
I have a question.
Yes.
So if the entire island did not burst into flames or be burned in general,
sure.
And the angel died, would everybody's blood turn back normal?
I think eventually all their ailments would come back. Like, Anne would have her glasses again, and like, Ed would have a bad back again, and Mildred would start aging again. I think it would be, like, people go back to how they were before.
I wonder if she starts aging again, if she, like died, like, quick like that. Like, if she, because, I mean, it would be
all of a sudden, she was, like, immediately old.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, because I feel like that'd be a lot on your body.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could see that, though.
I don't know.
Either way, everybody did. Except for Warren and Lisa. But Lisa's back to being paralyzed.
That's true.
So not really a happy ending, but like kind of satisfying because of Bev. But like
we got wrapped up in a bow is what it was.
Yeah. Everything got tied up nicely.
Yes.
Just kind of.
Except
a package.
We don't know what happened to Lisa and Warren, you know, going forward.
No, because they're on a canoe in the middle of the goddamn ocean.
Are they like, going to die in the ocean?
I hope not.
It's 30 miles. Is somebody going
to
pick them up?
I like to think that someone saw them and was like, what are you doing out here in a canoe?
It's not like they had a cellular device.
And then also, how do they explain that to anybody?
You can't.
If cops come to investigate this island and everything is burnt and everyone is dead except for Warren, like, how do you explain that?
I don't know. But there's no way that they would think that they would burn the entire island. Like, there's no way that everybody would have died. Like, there's
just bizarre. Unless he was like, oh, yeah, they started poisoning people, but then everybody also burst into flames. Like, how do you explain that? You can't. There's no way.
And why didn't you burst into flames if everybody else did?
Right. Well, we left on the canoe, officer. We're on the canoe, right? I don't know. I don't get it. But oh well. It's done.
It's done. We did it.
Yay.
We did our first series.
We did it. Do you want to hear what we are watching next week?
Of course I do.
We're getting into our spooky season.
That was good, wasn't it?
It was good.
It was really animated.
It was good. It was very spooky. It's our Halloween episode, and we are watching from 2007, Trick or Treat.
Oh my gosh, Halloween is this week.
And this was a Patreon pick, so it's got to be a good one.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
I know. Do you want to hear the IMDb synopsis for it?
Of course I do.
Okay, it's a little lengthy, okay? So
there's more than two sentences?
There's like five lines.
Bear
with me. You know how I feel about reading out loud. Okay.
reading out loud. You do it every week.
I know, but I'm so bad at it. Okay.
No, you're not.
Thanks. Okay. Five interwoven stories that occur on Halloween. An everyday high school principal has a secret life as a serial killer. No big deal. A college virgin might have just met the guy for her. Okay.
Okay.
Don't know how that's scary, but okay. A group of teenagers pull a mean prank.
Okay.
A woman who loathes the night has to contend with her holiday-obsessed husband.
Okay.
Okay. And a mean old man meets his match with a demonic supernatural trick-or-treater.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to be watching.
Oh, gosh.
That's a lot happening.
That sounds fantastic. There's a lot of stories that are woven.
Yeah, five interwoven ones.
Ugh.
It's a lot for us to keep track of.
How are we?
I hope we don't confuse people.
Oh, we sure should are.
We confuse them in one storyline.
That's okay. They're going to listen anyways.
Yes.
Maybe.
Don't leave us yet. Okay, reminders, tipsypod.com. Everything you need to know about our website is on there. There's ways to support our show. All of our social media is on there and ways to find our Patreon.
Yes.
So check them all out.
Get on there.
And then watch Trick or Treat and come hang out with us next week.
Sure. That sounds great. I'll be here.
Me too. It's a date.
It's a date.
Bye.
Bye. All of a sudden, a Molotov. God damn it, I can't say this word.
Molotov.
Molotov. I can't say the Molotov word. Okay. Where the fuck am I?
I don't know. Father Paul picks her up now.
Oh, here I am. I found me.
Yay, okay. There
Yay,
you are.
I did it.
And Warren's like, we're 30 miles from like the mainland. I don't know if he's gonna.
He's gonna get real tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all that little exercise.
All the extra work.
The work.